This is Brad Milkey of ABC News' Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget. Or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive Northern Bobcat. The Name Your Price to the neighbor who baked you banana bread. Only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668.
Hello. And welcome to Millennial Mama. I'm Sachi, a writer, blogger, and first-time mama to my baby Alaya. Let me start by saying that my pregnancy wasn't planned. But boy, was it a sweet ride. So much so that I was practically blindsided by the afterbirth. And that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about here. This will, hopefully, be a safe space for all the new mamas to celebrate their triumphs and to share and sort out their epic fails. So let's begin!
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hello. And welcome to the second episode of Millennial Mama. My guest today is Stuti Agarwal. Stuti is a mommy blogger and has been a journalist with The Telegraph and The Times of India. Today she's going to be talking about how she uses research and information from other moms to bring up her kids, rather than relying solely on relatives and friends. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about breastfeeding, baby wearing, and baby-led weaning. So let's begin. Hi, Stuti. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So Stuti, today we are going to be talking about parenting, as you and I have discussed. Okay, mm-hmm. And we've also discussed that how we both brought up our kids by our own way. So we've taken information, opinion, suggestions from friends, family, strangers, everyone, you know.
Yeah.
This is something you and I have in common, so I thought, why not get you here and share this information?
Yeah.
I wanted to understand, what is your take on raising your child? Like, what is raising your child exactly, you know? And when you are taking your own decisions, who is your go-to when you are stuck in a dilemma?
Got it. So my only goal of raising my kids is I want them to be kind and gentle and with a lot of love in their heart. That's my only goal. And of course, I, you know, want to practice evidence-based parenting, which includes breastfeeding, baby wearing, gentle parenting, attachment parenting, and the likes, you know. So I follow baby-led weaning, where and my focus is to build a healthy relationship with food. I don't plan to make them eat that much quantity that I want them to eat. My only goal is to make, you know, have them develop their skills and get them to develop a good relationship with the beef.
Absolutely. I completely agree, because our ethos are pretty similar, you know. Even I have till today practice gentle parenting, attachment parenting, you know. I am in fact, like, my husband keeps saying you're obsessed with her, you know. So I think it's very important that they feel the love and they feel the safety net around them.
So Sachi, I do a lot of research. As I told you, I've been a journalist and I've only researched all my life, and I have done this research that gentle parenting goes a long, long way in making them feel secure in their adolescent years, when, you know, they might feel lonely, etc. A lot of people, because, you know, because of the kind of parenting we have seen earlier, So it's very important to give them that safety net, that net of love in their childhood itself, where they feel secure and they think of you as a friend. They don't have bad memories associated with childhood. It's very, very important.
I absolutely agree. But I personally was judged many a times at my parenting choices from my own family as well. So did that happen to you as well?
Yeah, that happened a lot to me. A lot of people judged me when I was breastfeeding, you know. Nobody in my family had ever breastfed, okay?
Same here. And I'm still breastfeeding Alaya and she's like almost 17 months old.
Yeah, so I fed my first baby till 20 months old. But he self-weaned because I was pregnant with Arna. So the milk composition changes and many times people, you know, the children self-wean. So I was just, because of breastfeeding, they were like, bachche ka pet nahi bharta hai, you are not doing justice, bachcha bhuka reh jayega, you'll not be able to go out, etc. And I was very, very adamant on doing what I had, you know, found out to be the right way. So you had asked me in the previous question, what is my go-to? My go-to is Facebook groups. I have, whatever I've learned, from them. Can I name
that? Yeah, please do.
So there's this group called Breastfeeding Support for Indian Moms, which used to be a very, very, you know, nice group.
Yeah.
I follow the principles of traditional weaning Facebook group India, which is sister concern. Then there's this group called Ask the Village, where you can ask anything about parenting. Their belief is that it takes a village to raise a kid. And, you know, you can ask anything and you will get the like the correct things to do. And that's why I really, really, you know, follow these groups and their learnings. There's baby wearing group, there's gentle parenting group, there's gentle sleep group. Like I believe in co-sleeping with my kids, you know, because I breastfeed. So we co-sleep. We have never put them. Yeah. I've never tried to sleep train them. And that group exactly follows those principles.
Okay.
I follow these groups and I only go to them. I do not go to my relatives, my parents, my anyone, because I don't know if, because you know what, at that point in time, they did the best what they could. They thought what was best for us and they did that because they might be, they did not know better. But nowadays with, when we have access to so much information and research papers, etc., why only rely on what our parents did? But we should do our
own. I have one question when you say that, okay? Mm-hmm. How do you trust the credibility of the people in the group? So you're saying you go to these groups, you know, and you must be getting so much information, right? Because I personally am a part of all these groups and I have received for a question so much information and so many different experiences, right?
Yeah.
So what makes you choose one thing over another?
So, you know, you have to use your own judgment. And there are certain people in the group, like the admins and moderators, I really, really trust. And I go by their sayings, and not only just their sayings. Whenever they say something, I ask for evidence. Do you have a link of it? Does the WHO, prescribe this?
Okay.
Do you have any sources to prove that this is correct? And once I read through them and I know what is the correct thing to do, that's when I go through it. So, For me, parenting has been a lot of learning and research also.
But tell me, how important was your partner's support in this process for you?
Oh my God, I could not have done it without him. That is one of the biggest things that I can say, that it is very important to have your partner's support. So when, you know, I was ridiculed for breastfeeding and I was told, like, you know, if the baby is crying, that it's my fault because I'm not giving him enough milk, etc., he stood up for me and he asked everyone, including his parents, to just let me be. He says, I believe in what Stuti is doing. I have been
to doctors. That's really sweet.
Yeah, I have been to doctors with her and she's only following them. So please do not say anything. And if you do, I'll take her out of this house and put her somewhere else where she can do whatever she wants.
That's really sweet. And that's all we need, right? Like, especially when we're going through that overwhelming hormones, you know, the raging hormones.
Yeah.
You need your partner to be supportive. But Stuti, tell me something. Did you ever feel like you were letting him or the baby down by taking such bold decisions? Because I have personally been through breastfeeding, right? And the first couple of months are really... topsy-turvy because there are phases where they are feeding every hour.
Yeah.
Sometimes every half an hour. Sometimes they're crying for no reason in the middle of the night, you know?
Yeah.
And because they're so small, they can't really react. They can't really express as much. So you don't know what is really going on with them. Are they really hungry? Are they in pain? So did you feel there was a point where you let your partner or the babies down?
See, I would say that I felt that I was letting my baby down in the initial weeks. So my breastfeeding, journey started beautifully at around 6 weeks. Before that, it was a problem. So after that, so I would say that I felt my baby, I was feeling that I was letting my baby down in those 6 weeks many a times. But my partner stood by me and he said, no, you're doing the right thing. I never felt that I was doing the wrong thing. And if I did, if I faltered, if I felt underconfident, Varun always picked me up.
But is there something you feel you should have done differently in any of the baby's case?
Yes.
Oh, please tell me.
It is cloth diapering. I do everything except cloth diapering. And that is something that I wish I had done.
I also feel like you should go a little easy on yourself. Like,
it's
every battle is not important.
Yeah.
You know, at that point,
So that's why I left that battle.
Absolutely. Suti, the last question and then I will let you go. I know you have an 8-month-old.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know you are on the correct path? Like, how do you know when it comes to raising your baby, whatever information you take in, whatever judgment you're using, how do you know that you are correct? What keeps you going?
So, Sachi, I am not totally correct. I wish I could be that correct, but there's so many things I wish I could do, which I don't. For example, my baby did not get any screen time before lockdown, but in this lockdown, he's definitely getting screen time. Yeah. We are a nuclear family.
Yeah.
There's no house help. There are two babies. And sometimes I do have to engage him on TV and then iPad also, and there are other things also, that I see so many people, so many moms doing so many different activities with their children, and I really can't do too much because my child also doesn't cooperate and I don't have that much time. So I don't think I'm perfect, but for the things which matter, for example, breastfeeding and baby-led weaning, I know I'm correct because I keep putting videos, photos on these groups and keep asking for their opinion on this
feedback.
It always is very healthy, and what do you want at the end of the day? You want a healthy, happy child. So when I see when I see my baby meeting the milestones and coming close to my goals, it feels that yes, I've done a good job. When I see my baby self-feeding at 7-8 months when others are on puris, I know I'm on the right path. When I see my elder baby having such a good association with food, he knows all the food names, he can tell anything. Like if you close his eyes and give him anything in his mouth, he will tell you what it is, and he can eat everything in the world. While I've seen babies his age who are still on mashed and pureed food.
Yeah, so basically you just keep going, you keep taking feedback, you keep improving, you keep going with the flow but improving at the same time.
Yeah, that I do.
Okay. Stuti, thank you so much for joining me and sharing so much information today.
Thank you, Sachi. It was a pleasure talking to you. I'm all the time so excited to share about my parenting journey and, help new moms. So it feels great to be doing this.
Wow, that was really interesting. Just in case you would like to reach out to Stuti, you can connect with her on Instagram. Her handle is mombae, mombae.blogger. I hope that conversation has not overwhelmed you. The thing I take away most from that conversation is how there's no perfect way to bring a child. You have to do what works for you, and it's all about trial and error. But if you're still worried about breastfeeding, then you will love my next episode. I bring on my lactation consultant who is going to help you out. And that's my cue. Baby Ray calls for Mama Ray, which means that's it for today. Do share your love and support, because God knows all new mamas need it. You can connect with me at Sachi Nasta on Instagram and Twitter. You can also show some love at HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. See you next week.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.